Good Sunday morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all.
看到这么多很可爱的小孩子，真的好像又年轻了。
I see so many wonderful, lovely children. I just feel like I become younger.
上个礼拜因为是母亲节的关系，所以我们劝勉做儿女的应当孝顺自己的父母。
Last Sunday was Mother's Day. That's the reason why during the sermon time, we persuade and tell all the brothers and sisters, you need to respect your parents and take care of your parents.
今天呢，我们是对做父母的大人来分享。
Today we have the sermon we share with all the parents.
我们思想的题目就是如何来培养敬虔的后代。
The topic we need to think about today is how to raise the faithful children.
第一个重点，我们看一下 PowerPoint 呢。
The first important thing, let's look at PowerPoint.
就是我们做父母的呢，自己要以身作则，带领全家来尊主为大。
As a parent, we need to lead the family. We need to be a good role model, be a good example, lead the family to honor the God, put our Lord in the first priority.
我们来读一下提摩太后书的1章5到7节。
Let's read the book of 2 Timothy.
好，我们中文一起来请。想到你心里无伪之性，这性是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的。我深信也在你的心里。One more word in English, yes.
The second book of Timothy, chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
大家都知道呢，这个是使徒保罗写给年轻的提摩太的一封信。
We know that's from part of the letter Apostle Paul wrote to the young Timothy.
所以在第五节呢，这个保罗就对提摩太说。
Therefore, in chapter 1, verse 5, Paul Apostle told Timothy.
保罗说想到你就是提摩太心里无伪之性，注意啊，这个性是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里，我深信也在你的心里。
So Paul wrote a letter and told Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
保罗说这个提摩太的这个信心啊是无伪之信。
Paul said the faith of Timothy is sincere faith.
什么是无伪之信呢？
What is a sincere faith?
就是不是假装的嘛，是真实可靠的信心。The sincere
faith is a true faith, not fake one.
然后他说想到你心里无伪之性，这个信是先从哪里来呢？是先从提摩太的外祖母还有他妈妈那里开始。Which
first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice.
就我们看见这个提摩太的母亲。 和他的外祖母的信仰，他对信主的信心，对孩子提摩太产生多大的影响？
We can tell the faith, the sincere faith of Timothy's grandmother and his mother had lifelong impact on Timothy.
我们看见这是一个蒙福的家庭。
What a family, the family full of blessing from God.
因为上一代懂得把信仰的传承。
Because the older generation know how to pass the sincere faith to the next generation.
所以这个父母以身作则，带领全家尊主为大的这个态度非常重要。Therefore,
the parents as a great role model, great example to be faithful to God, has a great influence to the family.
因为小孩子是有样学样。
Because for children, whatever you do, they will copy you.
如果他看到自己的爸爸妈妈啊，都是非常敬虔。
if they see their parents are very faithful Christians.
啊，不但每天吃饭祷告，而且每天有好好的灵修，待人处事都有一个见证，会影响你的孩子。
And if the children see the parents every day sincerely pray, read the Bible, kindly treat other people, they can see that. That will impact their children.
我们都知道，生命影响生命。
We can tell lives impact lives.
这个父母的这种敬神爱人的态度呢？对小孩子会产生潜移默化的作用。
When the parents have a faithful attitude toward Lord, there will be subtle, little by little influence on their children.
换句话说，会影响孩子整个的一生。
And have a lifelong impact on the children's life.
请大家来读提摩太后书的3:14-15.
Now let's read the second book of Timothy, chapter 3.
那这是保罗继续对提摩太说的。
That's the continuing words from Apostle Paul to Timothy in his letter.
好，我们众位一起来起。
Let us read together.
但你所学习、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 14-15. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Spirit, Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
请大家回到14节的中文。
Let's look back the Chinese version of verse 14.
这里讲到，但提摩太，你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
The English part, the English version. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those.From whom you learned it.
请你们告诉我，提摩太是跟谁学的
？So you tell me, where did Timothy learn his faith?
跟谁学的
？From who?
跟他母亲嘛。
From his mother.
因为他小的时候，提摩太还不认识保罗嘛，对不对
？Because when Timothy was very young, Timothy did not know Apostle Paul.
提摩太小的时候是跟他妈妈还有他的外祖母学圣经。
When Timothy was very young, Timothy learned Bible, Holy Scriptures from his mother and his grandmother.
这个很重要了。
That was very important.
提醒我们做父母都要好好带孩子读圣经嘛。
Remind us as a parents, we need to study Bible, read Bible, and teach children also read Bible, study Bible.
请再注意15节。
And pay attention on verse 15.
并且知道你是从小，你是从小明白圣经。
And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures from infancy.
那这个圣经就使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你希不希望你的孩子有得救的智慧呢
？Dear brothers and sisters, do you want your children to have an opportunity to be saved?
从小就带领他们来亲近主，读主的话。
When they were young, lead them to church, guide them to the Lord, read Lord's words.
因为神的话可以增加我们的爱心、信心和盼望。我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Because God's word can give us faith, love, and hope.
神的话可以增加我们的信心、爱心和盼望。
Because God's words can strengthen our faith, our love, and our hope.
好，我们可以看下面的那一张图画了。
So now look at this picture.
前两年呢，有一个新闻讲到美国一个小女孩，就是左上角这个叫 Catherine 的一个小女孩。
Couple of years ago, there was a news talk about a little American girl. Her name is Catherine. That's her picture.
这个 Catherine 有一天坐在沙发上呢看电视。
One day, Catherine was sitting on the couch and watching TV.
电视正在报道呢，这个非洲呢，每30秒呢就死一个小孩。
The news reported that in Africa, every 30 seconds, a child in Africa would pass away.
哦，这个 Catherine 就在那里数。
So Catherine started to count.
哎呀，这个一秒、五秒、十秒，一数到30秒，哦，她抽动了一下，因为非洲又死了一个小孩子。
She started to count 1 second, 5 second, 10 second, 30 second. Then she started to startle and trembling because there's one child in Africa died.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为非洲有很多的疟疾。
Because in Africa, there is a disease. It's a disease of malaria.
于是 Catherine 就在想说，怎么样可以帮助这些非洲的小孩子不要感染疟疾呢
？So Catherine think, how can the children in Africa not to be affected by the disease of malaria?
哎，我们都知道疟疾是由蚊子传染。
We know malaria, this disease, is spread out by mosquito.
所以 Catherine 说什么？对了，用蚊帐啊，用蚊帐就可以帮助他们阻止蚊子来传染疟疾。
So Catherine thought, right. Mosquito prevention net can prevent mosquito and can stop spreading out the disease.
于是这个 Catherine 就省吃俭用的捐了一个蚊帐啊，透过一个爱心单位呢，捐给了非洲的孩子。
Therefore, Catherine started to save her money and bought a mosquito prevention net through a charity and donated to the African children.
啊，这个单位当然就谢谢他，同时告诉他，如果他可以捐10个蚊帐的话呢，这个单位呢就会给他一个奖状。
Therefore, the charity really thanked Catherine and also told her, if you donate 10 nets, the mosquito prevention nets, you will get a certificate from us.
这个时候 ，Catherine 的妈妈知道。
Well, at that time, Catherine's mother knew this situation.
她妈妈当然也是很虔诚、很有爱心的基督徒。
Of course, Catherine's mother is a faithful Christian.
于是就帮她女儿把她的这个旧的玩具啊、旧的书本啊、什么东西拿出来卖，都让她笑啊。
Therefore, Catherine's mother helped Catherine collected all her old toys, all her books, her old books, and started to have a yard sale.
但是很可惜呢，卖不到什么钱。
But unfortunately, there's not much money from their yard sale.
那怎么办呢
？So what should they do?
哎呀，这个 Catherine 真是有过人的看见。
Of course, Catherine she's a little girl, but she is so wise.
小小的 Catherine 写了一封信给 Bill Gates.
The little Catherine wrote a letter to Bill Gates.
啊，说哎呀，非洲那小孩子好可怜啊，他们有疟疾传染，听说钱都在你那里。
In her letter, she said, "What, you know, what's that situation? All the children in Africa they died because of the disease of malaria. They do not have the money. All the money, you have the money."
而且 Kevin 告诉这个 Bill Gates 说，只要你愿意帮助捐款给这些非洲小孩啊，我 Catherine 给你 Bill Gates 一张奖状。
And in the letter she said, if you, Bill Gates, want to donate the money to buy the mosquito prevention net for the children in Africa, me, Catherine, I will give you a certificate of award.
你知道吗
？Do you know it?
Bill Gates 捐了300万美金给这些非洲小孩。
Bill Gates donates $3 million to those African children.
当然，这个 Catherine 也送他一张奖状。
Of course, Catherine sent Bill Gates a certificate of award from her.
最重要的是，你看这个图画，非洲有200万以上的小孩子得到了这个蚊帐来阻挡蚊子传染的疟疾。
The most important result is in Africa, more than 2 million children they got those mosquito prevention net, and that prevent the disease of malaria.
想一想看，这么一件大事是从一个5岁的小女孩开始。
Think about it. This big work started with a 5-year-old little girl.
而她的父母对她的引导和支持也是非常重要的。
And her parents' guidance and support are extremely important.
以至于他们这个容身一人的好事就传为一个名堂。
Therefore, this wonderful, wonderful story, glorify God and helping people, has been spread out in communities.
你们有空可以上网去搜一搜，就知道这个故事是真的很美很好。
If you get a chance, go online to search for the story. It is a true story. It is a beautiful story.
我就在想，我们华人父母的都非常爱我们的孩子，这一点是肯定的。
I know all our Chinese parents. We love our children so deeply. That's for sure.
但是想一想我们平常跟孩子的对话。
But think about it. Usually the daily dialogues we have with our children.
你功课做好了没有啊？
Hey, have you finished your homework?
你不可以玩电动。
What? Don't play with your electronics.
别忘了明天还要练琴的。
Hey, don't forget tomorrow you have instrument class.
哇，现在十一点钟了，赶快去洗澡睡觉。
Look, 11 o'clock. Go take a shower. Go to bed.
我们是不是常常用命令式的口气对孩子说话？
Do we always talk to our children?With the tone of commanding them.
小孩子小的时候还可以。
When the children were young, it's still okay.
但是当小孩子长大的时候就发生困难。
When the children started to grow up, it's not going to work anymore.
有一个妈妈，她有两个男孩子。
There's a mother, she has two boys.
No, not talking about you.
The older brother, the third, is playing the toy first.
老二就跑过来抢这个老大的玩具。
The baby brother, Didi, started to come and grab the toys.
两个人当然就抢成一团了。
Of course, the two brothers started to fight.
妈妈就说，吵什么吵啊？
So the mother said, why you guys fight again?
老大说，是我在玩玩具啊，弟弟就过来抢我的玩具啊。
So the older brother said, I am playing the toys. Didi, come over to try to grab my toys.
妈妈就对老大说，
Then mother started to talk to the older brother.
你就给他吧。
Go, give your toys to him.
这个时候，老大问了一句很重要的话。
At that moment, the older brother, 哥哥 asked a very important question.
为什么我要给他？
Why do I need to give my toys to my baby brother?
那意思是我先玩的，你得给我一个好的理由啊，为什么我要给他呢？
Well, I am playing the toys first. You have to give me a good reason why I need to give up my toys and give to my baby brother.
我们华人传统的妈妈都会这样说。
Our traditional Chinese mother would give this answer.
下面的话就是。因为你是老大，老大就是要让弟弟。
Because you are the older brother, you are the 哥哥, you need to give your toys and take care of your younger brother, take care of your baby brother.
这个哥哥一听，心里想，我这辈子都完了。
Well, the older brother said, "Oh my goodness, what a life I have!"
就因为我是老大，我是哥哥，所以我什么一切都要让给我的弟弟。
Just because I'm an older brother, anything I have to give up and give to my younger brother.
这就是我们华人的传统吗？
That's the tradition of the Chinese culture.
不论事情的对错，也不管它公不公平。
It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It doesn't matter if it's fair or unfair.
难怪家里面最小的集三千宠爱于一身。
No wonder the babies and family they are well spoiled.
我们是不是需要调整一下？
Should we adjust?
还有呢？
Well, one more.
爸爸对儿子说。
Then father was talking to son.
小华，你干嘛生气啊？
Well, hey, son, why you're mad?
你都气了半个小时了。
Well, you have been upset for almost half an hour.
你不可以再生气哦。
Well, you cannot be mad anymore.
你要是一直生气的话，爸爸可是要真的火了。
Well, if you continue to be mad, I will be upset with you.
哦，原来爸爸可以生气，但是孩子却不准他生气。
So, well, father, you have a right to be mad, and the children don't have the right to be upset.
以至于这个孩子长大以后。
So, when the child grew up,
他很容易为一点小事情就跟朋友起争吵。
It's very easy for him to start to have an argument with his friends.
朋友会对他说，哎呀，这点小事你干嘛生气了？
So his friend said, what's such a small thing? Why you get upset?
他的反应怎么样？
What is his response? fun.
我告诉你，我没有生气，我只不过声音大一点。
I told you I'm not mad. I just have a little bit more voice.
这种现象是当一个人不知道他正在生气的时候，是一件很危险的事。
That phenomenon shows when a person did not even realize he is mad. That's dangerous.
原因是什么
？What's the reason？
原因是因为他从小被父母压抑太久。
Because since he was little, he was compressed by his parents for such a long time.
在孩子成长的过程中，他是不被父母允许来表达他的情绪。
By the time he grew up, he was a child in the family. He was not allowed to show his own feelings and emotions in front of his parents.
我们说父母的是不是也需要有一点调整？
Well, as a parent, should we also adjust a little bit?
还有我们的华人传统是。
One more for Chinese culture, this is what we say.
男人有泪不什么，不轻弹。
Boys don't cry, men you don't cry.
意思男才大丈夫受了什么委屈怎么能哭呢？
As a man, well, maybe you're sad, maybe you're upset, but don't cry.
所以男孩从小就被教导是不能哭的。
So boys were told since they were little.You cannot cry.
但是弟兄姐妹，你知不知道一件事情
？But brothers and sisters, do you know one thing?
我们的主在圣经里面不止哭过一次。
Our Lord, by the Scripture in the Holy Bible, he cried more than one time.
约翰福音十一章二三十五节里面说，耶稣哭了。
In the book of John, chapter 11, verse 35 says, Jesus.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus cried.
大家要明白，神造人是有感情的。
We got to understand when God created human being, He created human being with emotions and feelings.
神就是爱，神爱人，爱不就是一个感情吗
？God is love. God created people, then that's love.
神造人不但有感情，而且是有情绪的。
God created people not just have feelings, also have emotions.
耶稣不但哭了，他在圣殿的时候，他甚至发怒生气，踢翻那些摊贩，还记得吗
？Well, Jesus not only cried in the holy temple, he was upset, even kick up some of the stuff in the holy temple.
所以在孩子成长的过程中。做父母的是不是也要给孩子一个成长的空间呢
？During the time the children grow up, should the parents also give the room for the children to grow up?
过度的压抑或者过度的放纵都是不健康的。
Too much of control, too much of indulgence, neither of them are right.
所以求主给我们智慧。
So Lord, please bless us to have the wisdom.
在孩子成长的每一个不同的阶段当中，我们懂得怎么引导。
During the every single step of children's grow up, teach us how to lead our children, how to guide our children.
原来做父母也是要学习。
As a parents, you also need to learn how to be a parent.
因为我们必须承认，我们做父母的并不都是永远是对的。
We have to admit as aWe're not always right.
有一天，有一位妈妈，她心情很好，所以对她女儿说：“女儿啊，你今天想吃什么，妈妈都带你去吃。”
One day, the mother had a great mood, so she talked to her daughter, said, "Hey, my precious daughter, what do you want to eat today? Whatever you want to eat, I take you out to eat."
哦，这个女儿听了好高兴啊，说：“妈，真的吗
？”So the daughter was so happy, said, "Mother, is that true?"
妈妈笑嘻嘻说。当然是真的了，妈妈说话算话吗
？So mother smiled, said, "Of course it's true. I told you, and I will keep my promise."
只要是你想吃的，妈妈一定带你去吃。
And as long as you want something, I will take you out to eat.
这个女儿呢，就哈、啊、用这个手势在那里想了半天，到底想吃什么呢
？So the daughter put her finger on her cheek.For a while, she was keep thinking.
哦，想了很久，终于想出来了。
She kept thinking. Finally, she had an idea. 妈，
我想吃盐酥鸡。
Then she told her mother, Mom, I want crispy salted chicken.
妈妈一听眉头一皱。
Mom heard that when she started to frown.
哎呀，女儿啊，这个盐酥鸡又咸又是炸的，很不健康。你换个换个东西。
Then she said, Oh, crispy salted chicken. It's so salty, so oily, not healthy. Change, change.
啊，这个女儿又开始想了。
Then the daughter started to think again.
想吃什么？
What should I eat?
妈妈就不耐烦了。
The mom started to be impatient.
吃个东西你想这么久？
Well, I invited to take you out to eat. I'm a simple thing. Why take you so long to think about it?
后来这个故事啊，讲个插曲，被这个教育专家知道。
Then later on, this story was realized by an educational expert.
这个教育专家因为跟这个妈妈比较熟了，就打了个比喻说
She's an expert in education, so the expert had a metaphor and told the mother.
对她妈妈说，你有没有想过
And the expert told the mother, say, have you ever think about it?
一只鸡如果关在笼子里太久了，你把门打开，它出来不会走路啊。
If a chicken was locking in the cage for a very, very long time. Then even though you open the door of the cage, let the chicken go out of the cage, the chicken doesn't know how to walk because the chicken was in the cage for so long.
那再讲回那个小女孩想了半天，终于想出来想吃什么了。
Then back to the story, the little girl was thinking and thinking, finally, she knew what she wants to eat.
妈，我想吃布丁。
So, mother, I want to eat pudding.
妈妈一听
，The mother heard the answer, then started to.
说你神经病啊！叫你好好吃午饭正餐，谁要你去吃布丁啊
？Aren't you crazy? I want you to eat a meal and lunch. Who tell you to eat the dessert like pudding?
那个孩子呢？当场愣在那里。
Then the daughter was shocked.
妈妈似乎完全忘记了一开始她是怎么答应她女儿的承诺。
And the mother seems like she forgot the promise she gave to her daughter at the very beginning.
她似乎完全忘记了说，只要你吃什么，妈妈就带你去吃的话吗
？She seems forgot the words she said. Hey, whatever you want to eat, I take you out to eat.
做父母的是不是要做一个有信用的父母？
As a parent, do you want to be the parents who say the words and keep your promise?
我们是不是要记得对孩子的承诺
？Should we remember the promise we give to our children?
还有，我们今天生活在美国。
So and also today we live in America.
我们需要理解我们的孩子是在两种文化中挣扎。
We need to realize our children they struggle in both cultures.
哦，毕竟他们是生活在美国文化这个土地上。
They grew up in this country, so they grew up in this culture, the American culture.
我们要替他们想想。
We need to think about it on their shoes.
他们在两种不同的文化价值里面挣扎，其实是相当不容易。
They struggle between American culture and Chinese culture.Different worldview, different view of daily things. It's not easy.
我们华人传统固然有美好的一面。
Our Chinese culture and Chinese tradition, of course, we have our good side.
但是有些地方也需要调整。
And in some area, we also need to adjust.
特别当你的孩子读高中、大学以后。
Especially when your children.Come to the stage of in high school or in college.
他当然可以表达他自己的看法。
Of course, they can express their own opinions.
也许他的看法跟你是完全不同的。
Maybe their opinions are totally different from your opinions.
做父母的也要学习接纳他的看法。
As the parents, we need to learn to accept our children's different opinions than us.
因为不要忘记你是你。他是他。
Don't forget, you are you, she or he are themselves.
我们不要落入一个陷阱，把自己的孩子复制成自己一样的。
Please don't fall into the trap just to make your children exactly like you.
如果你的孩子学艺术
，If your children are the ones who major in art in college.
他带来的朋友都是头发长长的，背上还有刺青。
The friends your children bring to home are the people who have long hairs and a full of tattoo on their body.
我也建议你仍然要接纳你孩子的朋友。
I still suggest you to accept your children's friends.
因为孩子的朋友对孩子是非常重要。
Because your children's friends are very important to your children.
还有更重要的一点。
More important.
我们不要忘记神也接纳我们的本相。
God also accepts our true ourselves, true us.
我们每一个人都不一样。
Everyone is different.
所以我们要学习从内心来接纳和我们不同的人，包括你的孩子。
Therefore, we need to learn from the bottom of our heart to accept the people who are different from us, including our children.
我刚才提过，有些父母呢，很希望把自己的孩子呢变成自己一样。
Well, I just mentioned a lot of parents just want to make their children like themselves.
话说老李呢，他年轻时候很想当医生，很多的原因他就是当不成医生。
There's a gentleman, Mr. Li, when he was young, he really wanted to become a medical doctor, but for all sorts of reasons, he didn't become a medical doctor.
老李带着这个很大的遗憾。
So he always feel like, gosh, I did not become a doctor. That's kind of a loss in his life.
怎么办？
So what should he do?
他就把他所有的希望寄托在他的孩子小李的身上，希望他变成医生。
So he has all his hope and have that hope put on his son.
偏偏小李对医学他一点兴趣都没有。
Unfortunately, his son has no interest.To medical field at all.
如果老爸一定要孩子做医生，这不是感情大伤？
Well, if the father insists the son who has no interest in medical field to become a medical doctor, that will be a broken relationship.
这又是何苦？
Well, why should they do that?
固然父母是爱孩子。
Of course, parents love children.
但是我们要学习尊重孩子自己的选择。
And we need to respect.The choices by the children.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有他的人生，他有他的志向，他有他自己的兴趣。
Because the children has his own life, the children has his own interest, the children has his own will.
做父母要成全孩子，他的人生，他的志向，他的兴趣。
As a parent, we need to support our children for their lives, their will, their interests.
所以我们要学习祷告，交托给神啊。
So we need to learn to pray and bring all our burdens to God.
求神来带领孩子的一生。
And pray God to lead the children in the holy path.
还有就是有智慧的父母都懂得怎么去引导孩子。
And one more, the wise parents know how to guide the children.
我们华人的永远是这个填鸭式的记忆，也有它的好处，但是长久以来还缺少一点。
Chinese tradition have a one way in education. We call it duck feeding, just like a duck. Open the mouth, keep feeding it. Well, has its superior side, also has a short side.
我们来看这首诗，大家都很熟悉的。床前明月光，疑是地上霜。举头望明月，低头思故乡。
Let's look at this famous poem, by a very famous poet. And all the Chinese people, they know this poem since they were young. So it talks about the poet had really, really bad homesick feeling. One night, he was far, far away from home. And at night, it was a beautiful night with a bright moonlight. So he looked down the floor. He saw the bright moonlight shining on the floor, just like the frost all around his floor, next to his bedside. So he started to look up the moon, and then look down the floor, feel like, oh my goodness, I am home again. He must have that scenario while he was home.
这个做妈的为了想引导孩子独立思考创新的能力。
So the mother wants to guide the children to have independent, creative creative thinking.
所以就跟他的孩子说，你就照着李白的意思，自己照他的意思写一首诗吧。
So you look at this poem. So by your own wish, you create your own poem.
不需要押韵。
You don't have to have a rhythm.
但是不能有月亮两个字。
But cannot have the word of the moon there.
啊，妈妈就鼓励孩子说，你试试看，你可以做到的。
So the mother started to encourage his children. Hey, go ahead, do it. I think you can do it.
于是他的小孩就写了这样的一首诗。
Therefore, the child wrote a poem like this.
天上的白云好像会飞的棉花糖。
Look at the white clouds in the sky. They're like a flying cotton candies.
我抬头看着天上的白云，低头想起去年外婆带我吃的刨冰。
I look up the sky, I saw the beautiful white clouds in the sky, and then I look down the ground, I thought about the shaved ice my grandpa took me last year to eat.
还不错。
That's a good point.
蛮有创新的能力。
Very creative thinking.
啊，不但有抬头，还有低头。
As I look up the head and look down the head.
甚至这个小孩跟把这个刨冰跟乡愁连接在一起。
And the child connect the shaved eyes with the homesick feeling.
这个重点是妈妈成功的引导孩子有独立思考、创新的能力。
The important point here is the mother has the ability to guide her children to have independent and creative thinking.
对于我们华人传统这种填鸭式的教育，其实是一个很大的突破。
So it is really a breakthrough for the Chinese tradition, Chinese culture of a duck feeding education.
很多人同意美国这种激发人独立思考的能力是值得我们学习。
A lot of people agree in America that education really encouraged the children to have independent, creative thinking. It's something we've got to learn.
今天无论是在一个很小的公司或者大至一个国家，都需要一批有智慧的人聚在一起，叫做智库。
Nowadays, no matter it's a company, small company or a whole country, we all need a pool of creative, wise people.
智库就是一些具有深度思考能力的人。
The pool of wise, creative, independent thinkers areThe people, they think creatively, independently.
他们不但能够分析判断事物，而且能够创新突破。
They not only know how to analyze, how to make the judgment, they also know how to break through, how to invent.
今天在神的国度里也是一样。
Today in the kingdom of God is the same thing.
福音的内容永不改变。
The content of gospel.It's always the same.
但是我们可以有创新的方式，更有效、更快速地去影响更多的人。
We can be creative. We can be really creative to spread out the gospel, let more people to be influenced by gospel.
特别是撒种的愚公。
Especially the word of planting seeds.
啊，我们可以借着音乐、舞蹈、文学、艺术、电影各式各样的方法。来传扬耶稣基督的福音。
We can spread out the gospel of Jesus Christ by different means, like music, art, movie, all sorts of different creative ways.
所以求主给我们智慧，能够有创新突破的能力。
Therefore, God, please bless us to have the wisdom to be creative.
在美国有一个私立的这个老人院。
In America, there is a private nursing home.
知道私立的老人院费用都很贵的。
Well, you know, in the private nursing home, the expense to live there is not cheap.
我跟大家分享的是真实的故事。
The story I'm sharing with you is a true story.
这个老人院有个特点。
There's one special feature about this nursing home.
就是只要老人住进这个老人院，住进自己房间以后呢，就不和别的老人来往。
Well, the special feature, special thing about this nursing home is.As long as this elderly or senior move into their own unit, they do not associate with any neighbors anymore.
不知道什么原因，这个情况很久。
Don't know what's the reason for that, but it's been not very long.
就像我们的华人成语叫老死不相什么往来。
Just like the old Chinese saying that you stay with your own unit, you do not associate with your neighbor forever.
所以这个老人院你走进去啊，这死气沉沉。
So when you walk into this nursing home, the atmosphere is very depressing.
后来来一个新的老人院院长。
Then later on, they have a new nursing home director.
他一看，哎呀，这个气氛很糟糕啊。
Then he saw, wow, it's really depressing.
啊，这个新的院长是个基督徒，所以他就拼命祷告。
So the new director of nursing home, he's a faithful Christian. He started to constantly pray.
有一天，主就给他看到一个亮
光。One day, God gave him an idea, a bright idea.
原来在这个老人院的旁边是一个幼儿的托儿所。
Well, next to the nursing home, there is a kindergarten.
然后主再给这个老人院的新的院长一个亮光，一个启发。
Then God gave another bright idea to the director of nursing home.
跟他说，你去跟这个幼儿园的院长去交流一下。
He said, "Go talk to the director of the kindergarten."
于是这个老人院院长就跑去隔壁呢，跟这个幼儿园的院长啊见面交流。
So the director of nursing home.Went to the director of the kindergarten next door and started to communicate.
一谈之下，这个幼儿院的院长也是个基督徒。
Well, after they talked, realized, hey, the director of kindergarten is also a Christian.
于是两个人就一起祷告。
Then they started to pray together.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters,
祷告很重要。
Prayer is very important.
真的，因为神是听祷告的神。
Truly, our God is the God who listens to our prayer.
一个老人院长，一个幼稚园的院长，两个人一祷告，新的方法就出来了。
The director of nursing home pray together with the director of the kindergarten a bright idea.
什么办法呢
？What's the solution?
每个礼拜五的下午，这个幼儿园的老师就把所有的小朋友通通带到老人院去了。
Every Friday afternoon, the teachers in kindergarten bring all the children from kindergarten to the nursing home.
哦，这些小朋友一到了老人院，那些老人怎么样？高兴得不得了啊
！When the children come from the kindergarten to the nursing home, all the elderly and the seniors in the nursing home are so happy.
哦，都从房间跑出来了。
They all came out from their own unit.
哎呀，都看这些可爱的小孩子抱在自己膝上，膝上跟他们讲这个讲故事了。
So they started to hold the children, put them on their knees, and started to tell them the story.
都是讲老人自己的故事。
Of course, the story they told is always about themselves.
你们知道老人有个特征呢、啊、
？Well, there's one feature about elderly.
常常重复他的故事。
They like to repeat about their stories.
啊，这个老人自己家里面小孩都听烦了，对不对？听厌了。
The elderly's own children has been so tired of listening to those old stories again and again.
但是这些小朋友正需要不断的重复故事。
But those young children, they need to listen to the repeating stories.
小孩子很喜欢听故事。
So the children love to listen to the stories.
更妙的是，老人院35个老人，幼儿园就有35个小朋友。
The amazing thing is, there are 35 elderly in the nursing home. There are 35 children.From the kindergarten.
每到礼拜五，那个幼儿园老师说：“哦，我们去听爷爷奶奶讲故事了，好高兴哦。”
Every Friday afternoon, the teachers in the kindergarten told the children, "Hey, let's come to the nursing home to listen to the stories from the grandma, grandpas." The children are just so happy.
老人院的气氛完全不一样。
Well, the atmosphere of the nursing home totally changed.
老人之间也开始互相往来。
And the elderly started to.Communicate with each other also.
更妙的一件事情
The more amazing thing is,
是这些小朋友的语言能力比在外面同年级的语言能力要高很多
The language skills of those kindergarten, their language skills are much superior, better than the same age of the children.
因为这些小朋友常常跟老人互动
Because those children.Had opportunity to communicate with the elderly.
所以是双赢的局面。
So it's a win-win situation.
对老人院这些老人带来活泼生机，对这些小朋友呢，他们这个语言的能力各方面呢，他们就成熟起来。
the nursing home, the atmosphere has been changed. No longer be depressing anymore, become very active, very happy. And also for the children, their language skills improved dramatically.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
从这个新的老人院的院长的祷告开始。
Everything starts from the prayer of the new nursing home director.
以至于让这个幼儿园的小朋友跟这些老人有一个非常欢乐融洽的一个这个交流的机会。
So the children from the kindergarten can have a wonderful opportunity to communicate, associate with the elderly in the nursing home.
老人院里面就常常有一些活泼欢乐的笑声。
Therefore, in the nursing home, you always can hear the beautiful laughters.
现在弟兄姐妹，这给我们什么启示呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, what can we learn from this story?
你希望你家里面充满了孩子的笑声。
Do you want your home full of children's laughter?
做父母的愿意花一点时间给你的孩子讲故事吗？
As a parent, do you want to spend some time and then tell stories to your children?
还是你要选择一直对你的孩子说教
育？ Or you choose to always give a lesson, give a lecture to your children?
求主帮助我们有所改变。
Lord Father, please help us to change.
今天的题目是如何培养敬虔的后代。
Today the topic of sermon is how to raise the faithful children.
有五个重点，我们来读一下。
Five important things let's review.
第一个，中文一起来，请父母以身作则，带领全家尊主为大。
First, parents must lead by example, lead the family to honor the Lord.
第二个，来，父母要给孩子成长的空间，理解中美文化的不同。
Parents must allow the child to have a space to grow up and understand the difference between Chinese and American culture.
第三个，来，父母要接纳孩子的兴趣，接纳孩子的朋友。
Parents must accept their children's interest and also their friends.
第四个，来，父母要引导孩子独立思考的能力，勇于创新突破。
Number four, parents must develop power of independent.In their children, so that they may have a creative breakthrough.
第五个，来，父母要支持自己的孩子，永远爱孩子到底。
Number five, parents must be supportive of their children and love them forever.
我们重新祷告。
Let us all pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们感谢你这样爱我们每一个人。
Our dear heavenly Abba Father, thank you so much for loving every single one of us so much.
求主给我们做父母有足够的智慧。
Please, as a parent, may Father bless us to have a wisdom.
给我们有更多的耐心、爱心。
Please bless us to have a more patience, more love.
一步步的按照你的带领来培育我们的孩子。
Step by step, by your guidance to raise our children.
求主祝福他们。
Your Father, please bless our children.
特别在他们成长的过程中。
Especially during the time of their growing up.
孩子们忧伤的时候，孩子们真是难过的时候，求你亲自的安慰。
Father, when the children are sad, need help, please comfort their hearts.
让我们不要要求苛责过多。
Please bless us, not always give a lecture and restrict our children so much.
当孩子长大的时候，帮助我们成为他的朋友。
So when the children Our grown-ups help us to become our children's friends.
陪他们一起走路。
And walk together with them.
因为主耶稣，你是我们最知心的朋友。
Because Jesus Christ, you are our dear friend.
你最理解我。
You understand us so much.
我们恭恭敬敬地把我们的下一代交在你的手中。
We humbly, faithfully, and respectfully bring our children to you.
我们恳求你的祝福。
We pray you bless our children.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.